This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
So the other one that is also coming out is a Kiss biopic. So if you're a Kiss fan like I am also, I love Kiss. So Kiss is another one. The biopic has been picked up by Netflix. So it's kind of like the same thing that they did with the Dirt from Motley Crue. It says they are finally beginning work on the movie. It's a biopic about the first 4 years of Kiss. We're starting it now. We've already sold it. It's already done. We have a director. Its planned title is Shouted Out Loud after the 1976 Destroyer track. That Destroyer album is just a masterpiece and is reportedly going to be along with the same lines as Motley Crue's massively successful The Dirt and the 2010 The Runaways. In 21, Deadline reported Norwegian filmmaker Joachim Rønning was set to direct the biopic, with Ali Sanders had written the script. It's not known yet who will star in the film, though Paul Stanley said that year that they were looking for actors in their early 20s. I don't know a whole lot about actors in their early 20s, he said. When people get asked these kind of questions, they'll say, oh, Brad Pitt, this one, that one. Well, those guys are in their 50s and 60s. So you're talking about another generation of actors. And I'm the first to say I'm not up on a lot of them. So Shout It Out Loud presumably will follow Kiss also in the final end of their road tour, which concludes this year at Madison Square Garden. So they'll do the first 4 years, and then they'll do something at the end. You know, kind of like what they did with The Dirt. The same thing that at the end, they kind of had the guys from acting and it kind of mixed in with the original members. It's probably what they'll do. So if you're a Devo fan, if you're a Kiss fan, you will get a biopic on those. It's pretty cool.